Hey there, my friends. How are you? I hope you're having an amazing day, as always. It's the Back to Me podcast. And you know what? This one is kind of funny. This one is called How Long Is Your Train? And this is a thought that came to me. I was having a conversation with some people, and we were talking about how right now, in our culture, in our jobs, we feel like this, it's this hustle culture. You have to go, go, go. You have to be doing, doing, doing. And one of the people in the group was commenting that even though she was on vacation, she felt guilty for resting and doing nothing. And because she was missing something, you even on vacation, you have to be going and doing and going and doing. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, we have hit this place where there's no time, or we feel like there's no time to just be quiet, just be reflective, just sit, and maybe even, hey, why not recharge our batteries? How crazy would that be? And what can happen with this go, 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 go is you hit the wall, right? The proverbial wall. You burn out. And sometimes we come close to it. I mean, I don't know what real burnout looks like, and what is real burnout? I mean, I'm not going to try and define it, but I have come to places where I have pushed myself so hard in former careers and left those jobs. When I got to the next place, I just couldn't get going again. You know, it was like I had been going so fast and for so long that I had used up all of my resources. And I was dragging for a long time. And it took me a while to be able to get back up to speed again. Thus, how long is your train? See if you can stay with me with this one. So, you know, those really, really long freight trains. Right? There's a lot of cars, there's a lot going on. When they decide to start moving, sometimes you can see them, like the engine starts and it goes, huh! And then it kind of pulls everything behind it, pulls it back a little bit, and it's trying and trying, and it takes quite a while for it to get going and get up to speed. Sometimes it needs two or three engines. I don't know that we have found a way to, for people to have two or three engines. Right now, we just have our one little engine, just us. The little engine that could. Do you remember that one? So, you know, depending on how much stuff you're pulling behind you, and that could be like anything, your stuff, anything you're pulling behind you. When you stop to rest, it takes longer to get going. It's harder to get up to speed. And I'm hesitating to give you examples of stuff because everybody's got their own unique lineup of cargo behind them. Everybody's got some. If you've come through life, you're going to have some cargo. Sometimes what I think of is, stories, the stories of what we tell ourselves about how we are, about who we are, that's stored in those cars back there. And they can, some of those stories can help us, you know, they're actually the little helper engines. Some of those stories are putting the brakes on us, and it's even harder to get moving. It was actually a psychic who told me this once. He said, I had an overinflated sense of duty. Not sure how to take that, but that's one of the stories I have carrying around back there that, I do actually. He was right. I actually do have an overinflated sense of duty. We have these stories about you have to be polite, you know, don't be rude, which sometimes means don't say no to someone who's doing something, treating you badly. Don't be polite. Don't rock the boat. Don't be rude. Be thankful for what you have is another story we tell ourselves. Don't get me wrong. I actually am thankful. I have a gratitude practice. I have a gratitude practice to recognize everything. You know, the trees. I'm grateful for the trees. I'm grateful for the birds. I'm grateful for my life. I'm grateful for having a computer that I can talk to you on. I'm grateful for these headphones. I speak more to when the be thankful for what you have is used in the context of it's obnoxious in some ways for you to want more for yourself than you already have. We look down on that. So maybe that's something you're pulling around behind you. But wanting more for yourself, which is what the Back to Me podcast is about, I want more for myself, more health and more wealth, more health, more happiness, because I know that's going to ripple outwards to help my family and my friends and my planet and my community. It's going to ripple outwards. So that's not in a negative context. You know, there's the, you have to be a good girl or a good boy context of the baggage you've got back there. And I'm not actually trying to say that when you get your train going, pulling all that stuff behind you, that you should go full speed and keep going and going and going and going. Because if you do get up going full speed, you hit the wall, those are all going to smack up into you and crush you into the wall. What I'm saying is that maybe instead of pulling all of this stuff behind you, maybe you could start to leave some of that cargo behind. It's a process, I know. I was just in a podcast with another coach who was saying the same thing to me. And I had the same struggles you do. I had that, how will I let go of those things? What will I do? What do I need to do to know what I need to do? I don't have an answer for you in the little short podcast that I do. But it is something to think about. If you were going to let go of some of those stories, first you'd have to recognize them. There's your awareness. Then you'd have to decide that you wanted to not carry that around anymore. And then you have to do something. They're not just going to magically disappear because you saw them, right? So what to do? What to do? There are things you can do. Sometimes the awareness helps because then you can see how to cut it loose. You can say, oh, I never realized I did that before. I'm going to stop doing that. Or I'm going to be aware every time I do that. And I'm going to change that. So your train full of your cargo, set some loose so that it's easier for you to speed up and slow down and speed up and slow down as you want. Sometimes in life, we need to be working hard on something. But at the same time, we need the other side of it where we have time to let ourselves rest, to let ourselves be okay with doing nothing. And you might think people are judging you for doing nothing. Maybe they're just jealous that you're doing nothing. Try that one on for size, right? It's okay to do nothing. There's nothing wrong with that. Does it make you lazy? Even though somebody might try to tell you that. So what stories are you carrying around that you can let go of? The first thing you got to do is become aware of them. And just super briefly, I'm going from trains to monks. So that we have the train analogy, the monks. So there's a story. I'm going to paraphrase it. I might get parts of it not quite right, but it's cool. I'm just going to make a point with it. Buddhist monks technically are not allowed to touch women. So that makes me think this story is quite old, because when I was in India, I spent a week with a female monk. So does that mean she's not allowed to touch herself? So anyway, I digress. So there's two monks. They're not allowed to touch women. They're walking along a road. They come to a river that they have to cross. And there's a woman. And she's standing there and she can't get across herself. So one of the monks picks up the woman, carries her across, puts her down, and he and his friend go off walking, continuing on their way. And after, you know, a kilometer or so, the second monk, the one who didn't carry the woman, turns to his friend and says, I can't believe you touched that woman. We're not allowed to touch that. You weren't allowed to do that. I can't believe you did that. And the first monk said, I put her down at the riverbank. Why are you still carrying her? So if that helps you kind of get some context of sometimes rumination and carrying stories around, it wasn't making him happy. It wasn't making him feel better. It was stressing him out. And it wasn't even anything he did. It was something his friend did. So my friends, seriously, what stuff? How long is your train? And can you cut loose some of those cars? The caboose is a cute thing. Find a way to keep the caboose. But you know what I mean. And if you don't know what I mean, heck, send me a message. Let's have a conversation about it. If you don't know how to process some of this, send me a message. Let's have a conversation about it. Let's get you going towards your happiest, healthiest self, right? That's my whole goal for all of this. I hope you have an amazing week. I hope you're enjoying the podcast, by the way. You know, I'm on Anchor, StreamYard. No, this is StreamYard. Anchor, Google, Apple, Spotify, all those things, all those podcast things. So if you catch the video and you're like, I wish I could listen to this in the car, go check out the audio. My friends, peace out. Take care. I will see you again soon.